Start.io or Start.io is, as the name suggests, it's a start page. So it's a page upon which you provide links to a various sets of websites. So it could be something you could use as the start page when your students in school start up the browser. So that could be the introductory page. It's often the school website that forms that, or an acceptable use policy, something like that. Well, Start.io could provide that with two common sites. Or indeed, you might have a Start.io page for the biology department and another one for the music department. Or it could be an individual, personal start page. Whichever is the case, you need you have to think about it in a single format, so you don't get lots of different start pages as with some. You get a single start page for each account, but you can change the way that start page and its look and feel. So you need to register first of all and by providing an email address, and that might be the sticking point. So if you work in a science department, it might not be a problem to provide several email addresses, and head of each department, for example, has or is in charge of the Start.io page for each of the individual subjects. That's one possible way around it. Anyway, once you get in there, you can choose to create a number of groups, and then whichever format you decide on, whichever layout, Start will arrange it and group them by your group titles. You then provide a series of links and choose which of the groups that they fit into. So if it was a physics start page, for example, you might have different topics as the groups. You might have energy or forces or electricity and magnetism and so forth, and then provide to websites under each of those topics. You can have some degree of customization, so you can choose, depending on the layout and theme that you choose, to have different colours. You can change the name, but not much other than that. Each of the links, you can change some, in addition to the URL, just some supplementary descriptive text explains a little bit more about what each of the links does. And so that's what's visible, rather than just a sort of URL which has very little meaning. Having done all that, you choose your layout, and then it's only a matter of providing the URL of your particular Start.io page for your audience, however that's delivered. So Start.io, a different way of providing a start page.